an odd thing, and I think it's because of the time frame in which the World Heritage Convention was negotiated. What's very odd about it is there is no role for civil society.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
And yet the actual protection of sites will be done at the local level through communities, and particularly in protected areas, indigenous communities quite often. Mm-hmm. How would you see weaving in civil society concerns into the convention without opening the convention? Because there's no taste for that.
I hope that there is taste, nevertheless, that during the committee meetings in different parts of the world that civil society groups could be observers. I don't know if that's possible, but at least I know that in the ones that I went to, there were civil society groups on the margins anyway, and they were organizing sort of what the UN likes to call a side event. I'm sorry that there's no taste for that. On the other hand, actually, the advisory bodies are civil society organizations themselves, so that the advice that IUCN's people gave to the convention was based on not only work in laboratories, but discussions with the communities living in or around the natural site. So civil society voice is heard through the advisory bodies, and I think that's probably a good idea, as long as we could guarantee that the political machinery takes that advice seriously.